It's time to welcome Councillor Don McKenzie onto your county tonight. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you've had a very busy past couple of months, and there's been a fair amount of disruption, actually, on one particular road. We are, of course, talking about the Kexgill area of the A59, the main route between Harrogate and Skipton. Now, for people who don't know about this, I don't imagine there are many of them, but just give us a bit of a rundown of what happened on that part of the road and why it's been closed.
Well, listeners will be aware that the A59 at Kexgill has been a problematic section of that Transpennine Road for many years. It was located really way back in the 1920s in the wrong location, in other words, on a ledge, on a steep slope. And clearly, over the years, there have been examples of that ledge being subject to instability of the slope, mainly above the road. And indeed, many listeners will remember that at the beginning of 2016, some 2.5 years ago, because of instability in the slope above the highway there, after heavy rain, we had to close the road for some 9 weeks and fix the hillside. Once again, we have been faced in recent weeks with a closure of that major Transpennine route. On the 30th of May, we discovered that a fairly large crack had opened up on the road surface, some 8 metres long and between 5 and 10 centimetres wide, so a substantial crack in the highway, which suggested that on this occasion, the instability was underneath the road or on the slope running away from underneath the road. So we had to close the road straight away. It is, after all, a highway used by very heavy HGVs, and any such instability would have been dangerous. We closed the road and carried out investigations, boreholes, and over several days of investigations, we found a way of at least making a temporary repair, which we have now succeeded in doing. That temporary repair involved shoring up the retaining wall underneath the road and shoring up the ground underneath the highway. However, this was successful and we were able to reopen the road at 3:40 p.m. on Sunday the 8th of July, much to the relief of not just myself and highways engineers, but local residents, particularly local businesses who were lacking their passing by trade. And, of course, visitors and organisers to the Great Yorkshire Show, which started a couple of days later. So the result is that Kexgill, the A59, is open again, and we're using temporary lights to control traffic, so to have single-file traffic. Those lights are certainly, during the week of the Yorkshire Show, being manually attended. In other words, there's a person there to control the lights and make sure there is a balance of queuing traffic, that there's not a long queue in one direction and no vehicles in the other direction. So we're making it as efficient as possible, and that is the situation, while we now work upon a more permanent solution, which will happen over the next several weeks and months. We're going to have to look at diverting the A59 away from that ledge on the steep slope and put it onto higher, more stable ground. And indeed, a great deal of work has been done on that already, and we're pretty close to confirming a preferred alternative routing for the A59.
And can you tell us where that routing is likely to go? And is it going to stick to just two lanes, or will it be more than that?
Well, the routing will this will be confirmed with a decision by the executive on the 24th of July, but we have been consulting over recent weeks on a proposed alternative routing, which actually takes the road out of that valley and puts it on high ground on a ridge to the north of the existing alignment of the A59.
So that's the other side of the valley.
The other side of the valley, as you're travelling between Harrogate and Skipton, and right over on the other side of the valley, on the high ground, on the ridge over there, that is where our preferred realignment actually is located.
Okay, well, it's great news that Kekskill is open, be it only partially, and I'm sure it's not just the people on the A59 that stretch that are also happy, but also everybody in Ilkley and Otley, because that's where the official diversion has been taking people, and it's been really, really busy in those towns. So yeah, it's great that it's reopened, and we look forward to hearing more about that potential new road from the 24th of July.
Yes, just one or two more words on that. You did ask whether it would be single lane. Well, in fact, we are planning to have crawler lanes in a westerly direction, because HGVs going up a steep slope do slow the traffic down. So it is proposed to have crawler lanes. So that will be also an improvement over the existing arrangements on the A59.
Fantastic. Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you very much.